son. We'll be thinking of you. Next net, we'll miss you. But thanks for checking in, and good to hear from you, as always. Next station is this one, KG5MXA, and, well, I have just been up to my ears in moving mother-in-law stuff, so we've been over there hauling carloads of stuff over to the Salvation Army and getting things cleaned out. We're going to get paint and carpet and tile and all that business put in over there. Ugh, a lot of work, but we're hoping we can get the house ready to sell very soon and get that thing on the market and out of our hair. My goodness, that is a ton of work. And I will be happy to have my evenings and weekends back. I tell you what, that's really about all I've been up to. We're actually going to be heading down to San Antonio this weekend to visit the mother-in-law. So that'll be the first time since she's moved down there, and we'll get to see how she's doing. So that's about it for me. And we'll move on to Chris, KC5. Wait a minute. No, he didn't check in. Back up. Bobby, NE5Y, you're next.
NE5Y here. I'll try to make the meeting Saturday and talk to the YL and see. Anyway, I guess we'll show up at the ham holiday, and the guys on the net in the morning I talk to, I think they're going to meet at 7 o'clock at Beverly's for breakfast, and then go on. And so anyway, that's about everything I have to say. Everything's normal around here. And back to you, and NE5Y clear.
All right, Bobby, glad to hear things are going well. And, oh, man, Beverly's Pancake. I have not been up there in ages. I need to go try that back sometime. That's an Oklahoma City classic, Beverly's is. So good to hear from you. And let's see who's next. Al, AE5L, what's going on?
Well, it's been a quiet day around the radio ranch here. We're just hiding from the heat and starting to gather little piles of stuff for the ham holiday. Yeah, Beverly's. I used to love to go to Beverly's. They had that great chicken, and I loved that lemon soup that they had. Anyway, that's all I know. Back to you, AE5L.
All right, Al. Yeah, I know about the Beverly's, the chicken in the rough, but I didn't know about lemon soup. That sounds kind of interesting. anyway, good to hear from you, and thanks for checking in. Next on our list is DJ KG5QEZ.
Oh, if I can find a button here. Thank you, Lucky. KG5QEZ. Not a whole lot going on. Got to take the daughter and wife fishing last night. And first time ever, she went fishing and did not catch a fish. So that's kind of disappointing. But that's why they call it fishing and not catching. And we started kind of late. So anyway, but we still had fun doing it. And getting to enjoy our new dock that we built, or I built. And anyway, between checking in the Aries net and mowing the lawn in NASCAR fashion, I got most everything mowed, nothing extra and bare minimum, but I got it all done between there and the gossip net, which was kind of funny. So I was able to get the radio back on and check in just in the nick of time, and about two or three calls in front of me. So anyway, that's that. That's our evening tonight, and I'm just looking at a nice mowed yard, so, because I did not want it to get out of hand like it did last week. So anyway, that's that. 73, KG5QEZ.
All right, well, good job on the lawn there, and great timing then if you were able to sneak that in between nets and around everything else and your TV shows. So that's a good job. So congratulations on that. Let's see here. Al, KJ4FUH.
This is KJ4FUH. I had a pretty quiet week. My cadet isn't only his high school is probably just a few days away from finishing up, which is pretty good considering I did a year's worth of English in 1 month. So So anyway, that's about all I've got to say. KJ4FUH, back to net.
All right. Well, congratulations to you and your cadet as well. That sounds like a lot of hard work in a short amount of time. So good job with that, too. Good to hear from you. And let's see. Ken, K8WGE, are you still with us?
This is K8WGE, Ken. Well, today's been an interesting day. A high point of the day was going to the dentist. And you know that's a good day if you look forward to the dentist. And I'm kind of limping around, nursing some sore muscles. I guess I overdid my exercises yesterday, but at least I do them. I know a lot of people just don't do them, but don't be an injury. I thought I had a computer virus, and I've been staring at the screen with a computer virus scan, and all of a sudden it's done, and it says zero. No, didn't find any issues. So I don't know. I must be hallucinating. Anyway, more good news. I went down to Texas for the other weekend, so that kind of set me up. And I found out that Texas looks just like Oklahoma. And Ham Holiday, I'm new. I bought a ticket for Ham Holiday last year, and I never used it. So that was my fault. If I buy it... Okay, I got an overtime on that. K-A-W-T-E out.
All right, Ken. Well, good to hear from you. And, gosh, yeah, I got to go to the dentist at the end of the week, too. Yeah, good to get it done. But whose is? Anyway, thanks for checking in. Good to hear from you. Let me see. Ed, AE5EH, are you still around? Nothing from Ed. How about Randy, W6KPR? Did you stick around? All right. And last I have on the list is Mike, KC5GRZ. Well, this may be kind of a quick net tonight. I will call one more time for any new, late, missed visitor check-ins. Please call net control now, KG5MXA.
KF5UZA.
KF5UZA, go ahead.
Just want to remind everybody that we have a tradition that everyone is welcome to the Cimarron Steakhouse on Saturday night after our ham holiday. We always go to the Cimarron Steakhouse for a steak, and it's a great time, and everyone is welcome.
All right, if anybody needs any additional reason to head up to Ham Holiday, there's one for you. Okay, thank you, Rodney. Anybody else? Any last check-ins for the net? All right, hearing none, looks like our final count is going to be 17 check-ins, so not bad, but we'll go ahead and close the net. Thank you, everybody, for participating in tonight's net, because without all of you, there is no net. Again, we thank the South Canadian Amateur Radio Society for the use of their repeater, and please visit the website at w5nor.org. Good night, 7-3. This is your alternate substitute, GossipNet's host, Lucky, KG5MXA. And I now return this frequency to what passes for normal amateur use. KG5MXA, clear.
KG5VH mobile.
KG5VH, KG5QZ.
Evening there, KG5QZ. This is AE5EH.
I believe it was Ed. Anyway, it was DJ Delta Juliet. I just barely missed the tail end of the net, sir. Otherwise, you would have been good to go.
Yeah, it figures. I had to run in the house real quick, go put something up, but when I got back, it was all quiet.
That is the life of the ham operator, I guess, but anyway, that was gonna throw a question out there. If you have any input, or if anybody listening does, I need to crimp off some steel cables, and I have the cabling, eyelets and all that. I just normally use those little, those screw-down type clamps, but I want some swag ones, or something with a crimper. If anybody out there listening has an idea, let me know.
Nothing comes to mind. There's a couple things where I've crimped some steel stuff. I just ran it through my vise, and I used my vise and squeezed it.
Oh, absolutely. In the past, and what I have on hand, if I had to make one up in a hurry, I've got some aluminum crimpers, or not crimpers, but the actual fittings, and so, yeah, you run the cable through one side, around what you're doing, the eyelet, back up inside of it, and then you basically, it's already preformed, but if you can smash it flat, it'll work, and that's what I've done, is take it to a piece of old concrete or something, and then a sledgehammer, and smash them, and I ain't had one come loose, but I'm trying to rig something, might have to take a little bit more strain. My tower, not tower, you can't climb it, it's a pole. I got about a 40-foot pole in the backyard. But it's, it's just done with these little bolt-up jobbies, and that's what I've used in the past for guy wire stuff. But I want something a little bit better than that, and something a little bit slicker install. And anyway, but yeah, I've same as like a vise. A sledgehammer is like a vise out in the yard, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, I've got a feeling, like in the military, improvise, use what we got.
I worked with the guy for over a decade, and, our motto always was, make it happen. So, you got what you're working with, what your goals are, and what you have to use, and make it happen.
Yeah, then all you got to do is just add the NASA logo. Failure is not an option.
I did wedding photography and video for a guy for a decade and a second job, and there's no redos on that deal. You make it work, you make it as good as you ever can or ever can be done, because it's somebody's very most special day, and there ain't no redos.
Yeah, I understand that. Unlike some of the ham radio stuff, there's like, it seems like I'm always having to redo something. I've been fighting into that cable issues, but since I replaced my cables, I was doing really good. But then a couple nights ago, I cleaned out the bird's nest that I had underneath my seat and flattened everything down to, back and forth, about like a foot and a half, zip tied it. Initially, I zipped out with my power cords, and then I got my truck and got my seat installed, carpet laid back down. Next thing I know, I got a lot of static. And then, although I was on my truck for like 13 hours working on it, then the next day it dawned on me, dummy, why don't I run the conduit with my power lines and bundle them all together? So I had to go tear everything back apart and separate the two, and conduit went one way, the coax, went one way, and then the power wires went the other way.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, I understand that. That's one of those few little times, say, rewiring and pulling the interior again, a choke, a little ferrite clip-on choke thing may have fixed your problem, maybe not. But,
As you were doing that, I was thinking about how I had my stuff run, and yeah, no, I absolutely ran the power down one side of the vehicle cab and the coax the other.
I probably should have done that, but I've got everything going out underneath this hole on the right side of my truck, and the coax and the power all going out that one hole for convenience, and you know, that way I don't have to tear apart the other side. I only have one hole through my truck, which I need to eventually seal that back up once I get all my wiring and everything done where I'm happy with it. But I probably should have ran power one side and coax the other. You got a good point.
Yeah, the closest they ever are to each other is at the radio. And actually, I run a Kenwood V71. Actually, that's my home radio. I'm sorry. I'm running a DYT, the 9800. It's that Yaesu knockoff. But no, the only time that the power, the closest the power cable, power and ground are to the coax is at the radio, but it has a remote head. The unit's under the back seat in the truck, and the remote head is basically sitting right on top of my steering column.
Copy that. Hey, yeah, I got this long steel box underneath my seat. It goes from one side of my truck all the way to the other. It's a long box, and I've got my Icon 2820, my Kenwood 710 GA, and my Kenwood 480 SAT all in this one box. And all the coax and power are all going to the passenger side and out the box there, and then goes out to the antennas, and then the radio heads, of course, go the other direction.
It's a whole lot of gear in a truck. Pretty cool, though. But, yeah, I can get that. If you're mobile now, you can hear a little bit of your alternator or whatever on it. But it ain't bad. It's not as bad as there was one guy on here forever called the motorboat. But, yeah, it's just better to run them separate, I guess. But anyway, I don't know that much about all of it. I just realize as people walk through problems sometimes what they are. But, I forethought mine, and they're coming from different directions too, I guess. But it worked out. It ain't the best radio, but it does a good job for what it does, and it was cheap. And if it wasn't for it being cheap, I would have never gotten this far in ham radio. So I got a much better one at home and a great base antenna. And cross-banding now, a little Icon, whatever that's called.
Copy that. I had turned my scanner off. Is that noise still coming across that you were talking about? Now that because I got some of my antennas, I was worried that they might be too close to each other.
It's there. It's a very rapid sound. And it's just a tick. I don't know how else to describe it, but it's just a very rapid tick sound. So I would say that's an alternator, but I'm guessing. There's other guys out here a whole lot smarter than I am on this stuff. But that's maybe one of those things you'd be surprised. I bought a whole box of chokes the other day off of Amazon, all different sizes, a whole box of them, like 20 of them, for like $10. And, man, I started clipping them to everything. I fixed my radio I use on my work desk at work. And, by Georgia, I fixed a problem. I all of a sudden, I can hear radio stations again somewhere. A light ballast something was starting to cause problems. I didn't have it before, and I went to a different power source, different feed line, AC feed line, and, you know, I fixed it, but it was inconvenient. And anyway, I bought those chokes the other day, and I put them on every radio I had after I fixed my radio at work. And I thought, man, if it fixed that reception-wise, it's got to fix any other little thing that might creep up here.
Okay, I copy that. Yeah, I might have to try to get a couple of chokes. Now, I turned my truck off because I just made it over here to a good neighborhood Walmart where I got to run in and go get a couple cases of water because I realized that I drank all my water today. But is all that ticking gone now?
Oh, it's still there, and depending on the radio, you know, that could be something in the microphone, or it could be something in the microphone connection, because my one at home
it wasn't fast like that, but there was a tick sound here and there, and I alleviated it with a zip tie in the proper place, basically a strain relief to the mic cord.
Okay, I switched to my 2820. Do you hear any difference?
Ping is gone, sir. There's no other, I don't know if they call it QRM, whatever. Anyway, that noise is gone.
All right, yeah, I switched to my ICOM radio. Using my Kenwood, the power pack, and usually sometimes when I got my scanner on and I key up, it interferes with my scanner. But my ICOM, I don't think it's as strong of a power punch as that Kenwood is. And a lot of people tell me that Kenwood sounds better over this ICOM, so I don't know anymore.
Cross-banding like this, I couldn't tell you the difference. You know, if I was sitting on the base radio and I put my headphones in and crank the volume, or I can hear them about half deaf. But if I crank the volume with headphones, I can hear little things a lot of people can't, and that's weird. But it has to do with my brain trying to hear stuff that I normally can't hear. But yeah, no, your tick went away. So it's that radio, it's that microphone or something on that radio, because it went bye bye.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I'll check my grounding on the radio itself. Is I believe I hooked up the ground. I got a 1-inch ground strap where I mounted it to the actual mount to the frame of the truck. I just recently did that, so I don't know if that was it or not, or I might need to put on another choke like you were talking. All right, well, anyway, I'm over here at Walmart. Got to run in and go grab a couple cases of water. Appreciate the comeback, and yeah, sorry I kind of missed that tail end of the gas net. I was actually waiting for it, but the moment I had run in the house and come back out, I missed it.
It's her 73. Good luck in Walmart. It's a place I rarely go, and I hate it every time I go, but it's just one of those fights you got to do once in a while. And, yeah, no, I checked in the Aries net, jumped on I got a big ZTR mower. I mowed 90% of my yard in a NASCAR fashion, as I called it tonight. I was running flat out and wasn't worried about skidding when I made the spins, you know, what I'm talking about, if you ever seen one of those things operate. And I got the thing whacked out, crawled back in the other living room on the couch and turned the radio on, and about three people later, they were calling for me, so... Yeah, I barely made it myself.
Yeah, I know. That's right. There's been a couple times where I turned it on and I just missed my call. And here lately, I noticed that I'm the first one that they call, so which is good. I mean, that way I can, you know, get in and give a call out there, do a few things, and, you know, not have to worry about racing back to the microphone where I could hear it from a distance. But then at times it can be a curse, because if I'm running a little bit behind, now I'm stuck till the end.
Better at some point do what I do, you know, grab an HT and crossband the thing and go to town on that. And I've got one other little thing. I won't bore you with it, but I've got one other little trick I'm going to do to my truck for crossbanding, but another thing for another day anyway, to make sure battery lasts and all that. But all right, sir. 73, good luck in Walmart.
I appreciate it. I said it to you too. Yeah, well, as far as your truck goes, I might run a battery bank. I've got one in my tool chest in the back of the truck. I've got a massive Interstate deep cycle battery where all my lights and radio gear run off of it. So, and of course, you know, safety features, you know, keep my main battery from running down. My truck helps charge it. I got solar panels on it to help charge it. So, yeah, there's lots of tricks, but, it gets to be expensive. So, anyway, I better get going before Mrs. One's wondering where I'm at. So, 73, and talk to you later. This is 85 each, and I believe the last was KE5DJ, I think it was.
QEZ, the name is DJ Delta Juliet, so... Yeah, and check back in on your way home. Your conversation about all of that was one of the very first ones I listened to on my little bow thing when I bought it. So, yeah, I would at some point in the future love to sit down for an hour and talk to you about that.
Well, I'm planning on making this next SCARS meeting, and I have my truck there. I've got my Tar Heel antenna finally working. I've got a lift to lay mount where the antenna lays down in the bed of my truck and it'll come up, and that way I can use it when I need to. And if I'm driving and I'm hitting a low clearance, I'm able to lower it down while I'm driving and then bring it back up because that 6 foot whip goes pretty high.
All right, well, I can't make meetings. Take back in on your way home. We'll fill in the blanks.
All right, copy that. I'll run in. I should be back out about 15, 20 minutes. This is 85EH. Stepping out.